Greetings, 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 my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, and this is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Easter Sunday, April the 24th, 2011. And on this program, the Mind of God program, we endeavor to climb up out of the mind of the wicked ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order. And as we climb up out of the mind of this wicked ruling class and ruling families, we climb into the mind of God, the mind of Christ. And as we do so, we will find that we will be able to come together and organize together for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God and heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. And we are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary organization or institution. My beautiful sister, Venice, is our producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website, thinkaboutit.org. I'm thankful for my beautiful sister. You may contact me by emailing yallove@comcast.net. And as we always do, let us pause and give thanks and praises unto the Most High Father Creator and the Most High Mother Creatress. So, praises are due unto the Most High Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the Father is known as Abba. In the African Arabic language, Father is known as Allah, spelled A-L-L-A-H. In Egypt, the Almighty Father is known as Amen, the hidden and unseen Father. In the Native American tradition, the Almighty Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. Also, we pause and give thanks and praises unto our wonderful and precious and beautiful Mother, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. She is referred to, Mother Holy Spirit, is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. In the African Hebrew language, the word for wisdom is chokma. It is a feminine word, referring to and denoting a feminine entity, in this case, our Mother, the Holy Spirit. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our beautiful, wonderful, precious Mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. Only the female, the feminine, humanly speaking, the woman conceives. Holy Spirit has to be our mother, feminine, female. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, my, our mother as well. In the African Hebrew language, her name and title, the name and title of our Mother Holy Spirit are Ruach HaKadosh. The word Ruach is the word for spirit. In the African Hebrew language, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. That word, once again, is feminine, referring to our mother, the Holy Spirit. In the African Arabic language, the name of our mother, the Holy Spirit, is Ila, spelled I-L-L-A-H. And our wonderful and beautiful Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu Ila Ilaha Il Allah. And you hear Ila twice, then you hear Il Allah, which is Ila, mother, and Allah, father, together. And it is traditionally translated as, there is no God but God. But we know, because the Ilah is the mother and Allah is the father, there is none but our mother and father. Because mother and father have come together to give birth to the human family and the whole of creation and the universe. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the Native American tradition, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. So, my sisters and brothers of the human family, the Uhuru family, I greet you in the name and title of our risen Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus, the risen Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but the risen Christ has this day been revealed and manifested within the personality of his imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari I, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So, I and I say Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon. This is to teach us that the risen Christ, this is Easter, this is Resurrection Day, the risen Christ desires to be revealed and manifested within your and my, our personalities, thereby making your, my, our names the new names of Jesus Christ, in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12, which teaches us that the risen Christ, Jesus, Yahshua Mashiach, would manifest in the last days in new names. And I declare, sisters and brothers, we, you, who are in the struggle for revolution, who are in the struggle to raise up the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, you who believe in justice, you who believe that the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed need to be delivered from this wicked Babylon system, you, we are the new names of Jesus Christ in this time. The Rasta don't say you and me. The Rasta say I and I. So you and me, we are the I, and Haile Selassie I, Jah Rastafari I, because Christ, the risen Christ, has taught us that we are all divine manifestations of divinity in this divine universe, living in this divine physical realm on this divine planet we call Earth. in this divine house that we call the physical body. All praise is due unto the Most High Father and the Most High Mother for such understanding. This is called Easter. Many of you have heard of the so-called paganism that Europe practiced, in which women would paint themselves and go hide in Europe, and the men would go and find the women and have orgies and whatnot. Well, we don't celebrate that. That is misuse of man and woman. But we want to talk about the African science. The African science of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The African science of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's what we want to deal with. Because this is scientific, and we understand the science of birth, rebirth, and resurrection because of the scientific study conducted by our African ancestors. Because the resurrection of Christ equals doom for this wicked system. The resurrection of Christ Jesus equals the doom of the synagogue of Satan. The resurrection of Christ Jesus means the redemption. The redemption and resurrection of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. The resurrection of Christ Jesus means judgment on this wicked Babylon system. Judgment on the synagogue of Satan. Judgment on Gog and Magog. Let me read Revelation 2 and 9. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9, where Jesus tells black people, tells African people, that I know thy works and tribulation and poverty. We who have suffered under the boot of this wicked system. Jesus says, but thou art rich. How are we rich? When we come to the understanding that we are the African Hebrew Israelite nation, and as Jesus had on his shoulder the mission and job of resurrecting the spiritual, mental, moral, and physical dead, as Jesus had the mission of resurrection, the resurrection of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, we as the African Hebrew Israelite nation have that same mission, that same cause, that same job. We are they who are the real Hebrews. The synagogue of Satan is the imposter Israel and the ruling class and ruling families of North America, Europe, and Israel. When we understand that we have that mission, and that when we fulfill that mission, and when we take the earth back, when we cause the whole human family to have access to the land, the wealth, the resources, knowledge, wisdom, overstanding, knowledge, access to the universe, to the whole of creation, we are rich. The earth is the Lord's. And we are the Lord's, and we are rich. We are children of the Most High. And we offer redemption, salvation, resurrection, not only to black, but to brown, red, yellow, and white as well. The whole human family together working to overturn this wicked system. Jesus further says, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. And we have proven every week, every session, that this synagogue of Satan is the problem in the earth. And the sooner we come together with this understanding and unite, no matter your class, your ethnicity, your race, as soon as we as black people understand our identity and work to resurrect the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, no matter the color, ethnicity, race, national origin, or religion, synagogue of Satan is done. This is the resurrection of Christ. This is the resurrection of Jesus. We want to go to some headlines for a few minutes and call out the devil, call out the wicked rulers of this wicked world. We have to be clear as to who our enemy is. It is the synagogue of Satan. It is the Gog and the Magog. Synagogue of Satan have raised up elites in Christianity, ruling class in Christianity, ruling class in Islam, ruling class in Hinduism, Buddhism, all over the earth, so that they, the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and Vatican City, may continue to rape, kill, and plunder the human family. But the resurrection of Christ within our person, within ourselves, is their doom. And so if they want to save themselves, leave the ruling class and ruling families and come join us in the resurrection of Christ. Now, on Democracy Now, on Friday, I believe it was, April the 22nd was Earth Day. And reading from Democracy Now, it said, this week, the United Nations General Assembly discussed international standards that grant nature equal rights to humans. Similar protocols have been adopted by over a dozen United States municipalities, as well as Bolivia and Ecuador. Renowned environmentalists Maude Barlow and Vandana Shiva join us. Says Shiva, most civilizations of the world for most of human history have seen the world in terms of relatedness and connection. And if there's one thing the rights of Mother Earth is waking us to, is we are all connected. Now, both Maude Barlow and Vandana Shiva spoke well, but Vandana Shiva spoke from an indigenous perspective. She's, I believe, from India, and she spoke from an indigenous perspective, the indigenous Africans. And indigenous Africans are the first Indians of India as well. All over the earth, the African was first, teaching this knowledge of connectedness between the human family and the creation, the human family and Mother Earth. And the human family, although we seem to be created for division, in reality, and the Quran says that the different races and ethnicities and whatnot are created not to be divided, but so that we may know each other. And in the knowing of each other, we come to know the Most High. So we should not see our differences as differences. We should see our differences as that which would cause us to get to know each other, so that we may come together in unison and see the Most High within ourselves, our connection to the Most High, and our connection to the universe and creation. And in Psalm chapter 86, I believe it is, where it says, it's either chapter 86 or chapter 82, where it says, ye are all gods, children of the Most High. It further says, let's see, Psalm chapter, I tell you what, I'll just paraphrase it, but I have it in my summary page, the correct chapter. But in Psalm, it says that ye are all gods, children of the Most High. And that scripture that I can't remember where it's found, but I have it in my summary page, further tells us that it is our job to stand up to the ruling class and ruling families. It says that it is our job to deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed from and out of the hands of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. It is our job to deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed from and out of the hands of the synagogue of Satan. It is our job as children of the Most High that we should deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed from out of the hands of Gog and Magog. I think it's Psalm 82. Yeah. Absolutely. It's Psalm chapter or division 82, the 82nd division of Psalms. But then it says, arise, O God. That word is Elohim, gods and goddesses. Judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. That word judge has to do with justice. You see, sisters and brothers, the earth, not just the people, but the earth is suffering because this system does not offer justice to our mother earth. And I may repeat this again, but in Romans, it says that the earth shakes and quakes because the earth longs for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of the Most High. The mother earth is shaking and quaking because she wants to see us manifest Christ within our person. She wants to see the resurrected Christ within our person. So we see sisters and brothers all over the earth organizing on behalf of not just the human family, but Mother Earth, and seeing the connection between ourselves and Mother Earth. More issues. This is the issue portion, where we look at issues with the mind of Jesus, the mind of Christ, the revelation of Jesus Christ. We uncover the truth by removing the falsehood that has been covering the truth, placed there by the wicked system, so that we may see the real workings of the system. Revelation, apocalypse, apocalyptos, all of those words related to uncovering the truth and removing the falsehood of this wicked system. President Obama to announce deficit plan, health care cuts, tax increases for the wealthy. Listen to this. President Barack Obama is preparing to give a major address Wednesday, and he gave that address already by now, by the time you get this information, to outline his long-term plan for deficit reduction. He is expected to propose cuts to Medicare and Medicaid and changes to Social Security. Senior White House advisor David Plouffe, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, Plouffe or Plouffe, appeared on Meet the Press Sunday and said Obama will also call for tax increases on the wealthy. Now, sisters and brothers, we have to understand that every president is given a script. Every president is scripted and missioned with the job by the ruling class and ruling families of the United States of North America, Europe, and Israel. Every president is given a script and given a mission by the synagogue of Satan, by Gog and Magog, to go into the government and compromise. And let me pause and say, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is April the 24th, Resurrection Day, Easter Sunday, 2011. And so it is the same with Barack Obama. He should be saying straight up, no holds barred, no cuts on Medicare, no cuts on Medicaid, no cuts on Social Security. It is a lie to say that Social Security is in trouble. It is solvent for years down the road. But if they raise the ceiling of taxation after $100,000 or $200,000, if you make above those numbers, then those monies are not taxed. Do you know that the bankers and the stock market and the derivatives market make up to $3.7 quadrillion in revenue. And the problem is revenue. The wealthy 1 and 2%, the bankers, the House of Rothschild, the Oppenheimers, the Synagogue of Satan, the Gog and the Magog, these have taken the wealth and squeezed the poor, caused wages to go down, moved jobs overseas, destroying the poor, destroying the working poor and the working class. And so Obama, rather than stand strong for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, he says, I'm not as crazy as the Tea Party and the Republicans. They're offering extreme cuts. I say just cut, make cuts, but not as extreme. I say make no cuts. And we all should say make no cuts to programs that the people need. Make no cuts to education. Make no cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. And the little tax increase that Obama is talking about on the wealthy is weak, is weak. Tax that nearly four quadrillion made by the 1%, 2%, the bankers. All of that money is untaxed. Nearly $4 quadrillion untaxed. Tax the wealthy. Tax the 1%, the 2%. And we argue that there should be no ruling class and ruling families and middle class and poor class. Nobody should be in such a position as the ruling class and ruling families. We say that the kingdom of God in heaven is to give the kingdom to the poor, to the afflicted, to the needy, that there be no poverty, no impoverishment, no oppression, no needy, that the people, the masses, will control our own lives with the Spirit of the Most High indwelling in us. We say give the power to the people, give ownership to the people. So the presidents are all there to make compromise and to cause us to feel at ease with the destruction of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Next issue. Egypt army soldiers attack Tahrir Square, killing two protesters. So, sisters and brothers, in Egypt, the soldiers are attacking protesters. You thought it was done. We thought that Egypt, the protesting in Egypt was over. That's what we thought. That's what the media wants us to think. But we are thinking people. Christ has resurrected within our spirit, our mentality, our souls, our bodies, and we are thinking with a resurrected mind. You see, sisters and brothers, the sisters and brothers in Egypt, many of them and most of them were sincere. But what we have to realize, sisters and brothers, is that the enemy, the synagogue of Satan, the Gog and Magog that we preach against every week, they're looking and they see the second coming of Christ manifested in the personality of the people. They see the people rising up with the idea of justice and freedom and deliverance. And as the people rise up, the ruling class and ruling families, the CIA, Mossad, MI6, and so on, they infiltrate the uprising so that they may spin the uprising for the favor not of the people, but of the ruling class and ruling families, the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. And what happened is there were at least two officers in the military of Egypt that were in Washington, D.C. I can't recall their names right now, but I have preached about them. That was around January, February, I believe I preached about them. They were in Washington, D.C., getting orders from the Obama White House, who received their orders from the synagogue of Satan, Gog and Magog. that these two officers go back to Egypt and make sure that power came to the military. Well, the military is controlled by the same people that controlled Hosni Mubarak. And so the media, which is owned and bought and paid for by the synagogue of Satan, Gog and Magog, caused us to believe that because Mubarak was out of power, that it was all over in Egypt and the people won their rights. Not so. The soldiers, army soldiers in Egypt have attacked protesters in Tahrir Square and killed at least two of them. And the military of Egypt is yet backed by America through the Obama administration, yet backed by CIA, MI5, 6, Mossad, Britain, so on and so forth. So nothing changed. We are going to have to hook up internationally and join the worldwide people's revolution, join the worldwide revolution, uprising, second coming of Christ manifested in the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, and make sure that we get the power, that we rule our lives, rule our nation, rule in the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. Rule with the mind of Christ. Moving on to another issue. Israel cracks down on Gaza, 19 killed. The imposter state of Israel, the synagogue of Satan, that nation that was created through America, through Europe, in order that that imposter state of Israel, which is not the Israel of your Bible, in order that that imposter Israel may be able to squash and kill the revolution in that region. And so the Palestinian sisters and brothers do not like to be occupied and colonized. And so every day when the cameras are off, the state of Israel, their military, they go into Palestinian. The whole is Palestinian territory. The whole of it is stolen land. But the imposter state of Israel's military go in and kill and kill and kill Palestinians and destroy Palestinians. And we say we are not with that. And it's time for the Christian church to understand that this Israel is not the Israel of your Bible. This imposter Israel is the Gog and the Magog of Ezekiel chapter 38 and chapter 39 that will be destroyed. So we exhort all poor and working class European Jews to leave your protection of Israel. Leave your unison and unity with the ruling class and ruling families of Israel, the Gog and Magog, the synagogue of Satan, the house of Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, and join us in not only the freedom, justice, and equality of the Palestinians, but the freedom, justice, and equality of all of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. In Iraq, Iraqis protest after U.S. official suggests troops could remain in country. Thousands of people protested across Iraq on Saturday, one day after United States Secretary of Defense Robert Gates said troops could remain in Iraq for years to come. Listen, sisters and brothers, know who is in control. The synagogue of Satan, Gog and Magog, the ruling class and ruling families, are ruling the Obama administration. And many of us, now I voted for Cynthia McKinney, but many of us who voted for Barack Obama want justice, want to see the people free. Many of us who voted for Barack Obama to be president want Barack Obama to do right by the people. Many thought that Barack Obama, President Barack Obama, would close down the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, close down the war in Pakistan and bring the troops home. But we see that is not happening, that is not occurring, because Barack Obama, President Barack Obama, Mr. Obama, is a spokesperson for the ruling class and ruling families. He is a spokesperson for the business interests of the United States of North America, Europe, and Israel. And they do not want to see America's military come home. We have to be advocates for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, no matter their location on the earth. And we're going to have to unite and force whoever the president is to do right by the people. And that which is right and just for America's military is to bring those wonderful, beautiful sisters and brothers home. Close down all of America's military bases all over the earth. Close down the embassies. These are nothing but instruments of death, hell, and destruction for the human family. And we are promoting the resurrection of Christ, and not death for the masses of the people, but death to this system. Death to such a wicked, deplorable system. Listen, United States admits running secret jails in Afghanistan. 20 secret jails across Afghanistan where prisoners can be interrogated for weeks without charge. This is what's yet going on. Why? Because the ruling class and ruling families are ruling through the Obama administration. Next issue. Worldwide military spending reaches record high. Despite the global economic downturn, worldwide military spending reached a new record of $1.6 trillion in 2010, according to Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. The United States increased spending by 2.8% to nearly $700 billion, about six times as much as China, the second biggest spender. The wealth of the earth went no place but to the ruling class and ruling families. You and I have less money, lower wages, but the ruling class and ruling families have enough money to increase spending on weapons of warfare. Warfare only benefits the wealthy, the ruling class, the ruling families, and the House of Rothschilds, the international bankers. They force nations to come to them to borrow money to prosecute the war that the House of Rothschilds are creating and supporting. The House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers weaponize and finance all sides. They don't care, the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. They do not care who win the war. They only want to control the economy and the money, control your infrastructure, control your government, control the land, the wealth, and the resources, and mine those wealth and resources out of the earth, out of Mother Earth, and use it for themselves. So we have to be against warfare because we know that it is the House of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the ruling class and ruling families that are behind all of the conflicts. Civil War, War of 1812, Spanish-American War, War in Vietnam, Napoleon, the first and the third, war in Iraq, war in Afghanistan, wars in the Congo, conflicts in Africa, clandestine conflicts in Central and South America, all over the earth. It's the House of Rothschilds. It's the Oppenheimers. So we say the resurrection of Christ and the destruction of such a wicked system. We're taking our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.